You would think in the millennia I would get used to that, but here we are. Now. Where the fuck am I? Well, I see another human has gotten their grubby little maws on my book. I do hope you understand what you've just done, my little lamb. As you've gathered all your little baubles and incense and trinkets and compiled them all in that little circle of yours, waved your hands and perform a passable incantation. Clearly, since I'm here, I do hope whatever your greedy heart desires is worth my time. Because, my little lamb, I am a much higher caliber demon than you probably anticipated. Our lowlier staff tend to take care of the mortals and their trivial desires. And, that's not usually my bag. But somehow you managed to find my book, which honestly should have been better hidden. So, once I get back, I'm gonna need to have a bit of a chat with someone. But, regardless, we're here for you, my little lamb. So, now that the sacrament has been performed, the deal is struck, and I am bound to you for the night. Tell me, my dear, sweet little lamb, what is it that you desire most from a humble demon? No. No time to be shy. You went through all of this work, didn't you? I assume you had some intention. I don't see any kind of childish gathering around you. So this isn't some incidental Ouija board style slumber party incident that we have occasionally. Everything around here shows intention. So speak up. Tell me. You humans and your embarrassment. It's cute, in a way. But for those of us trying to do their job can be taxing. So, my sweet little lamb, I will ask you one more time. What is it that you need from maybe you don't have to speak at all, since I can practically smell it on you. Perhaps instead of my sweet little lamb, I should be referring to you as my lewd little lamb. Oh, come now. Don't worry. I don't bite. Unless you beg enough.